From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio.
Post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, affects 3.5% of U.S. adults. Combat veterans, yes, but also survivors of other forms of trauma, assault, natural disasters, serious accidents. For civilians living with PTSD, finding treatment outside the Veterans Administration isn't always easy. But more mental health providers are starting to treat PTSD, using some lessons they learned from treating veterans. In Austin, Caroline Covington reports.
It took years for Christina Pullen to realize she was using heroin to cope with something else, PTSD from childhood trauma.
When you have overwhelming symptoms, you become willing to kind of do whatever to help.
Pullen is now 11 years sober, but she says finding effective treatment was a challenge.
A lot of it has been geared towards veterans.
Pullen, now a social worker, lives with so-called complex PTSD that can stem from chronic childhood abuse or neglect, as opposed to a single incident or cause. But it's not a diagnosis recognized by the American Psychiatric Association. Harvard psychiatrist Judith Herman is among those who say it should be formally recognized. She says survivors are often misunderstood.
They get misdiagnosed as just having depression or bipolar disorder.
Today, most treatment for complex PTSD is done in private practice, so it's hard to quantify how many therapists provide therapy. But a few academic institutions are taking on this work, including Penn Medicine and Duke University. And in Austin, Texas, Dell Medical School psychiatrist Valerie Rosen started the RESTORE program at Seton Shoal Creek Hospital.
I thought that it was probably a lifelong disorder.
Rosen did her residency at the VA, and now she's using techniques she learned there to treat civilians. But RESTORE's intensive outpatient program is expensive. Rosen says her organization takes insurance, but it can cost up to $7,500. She says the program targets issues like safety, trust, power, and intimacy.
Components affected no matter what your traumatic event is.
Recovery matters emotionally, but also economically. According to the National Child Traumatic Stress Network, complex trauma costs the U.S. economy nearly $104 billion a year in healthcare costs and lost productivity, among other areas. In Austin, I'm Caroline Covington for Marketplace.